This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has left for the Maldives after concluding his landmark visit to the United Kingdom last night. Mr. Modi will be on a two-day visit to the Maldives beginning today at the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Muizu. More from our correspondent.
Mali is abuzz with preparations to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu will jointly review the progress of comprehensive economic and security maritime partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet other Maldivian leaders for discussions on a range of bilateral issues. Some MOUs, agreements in the areas of bilateral cooperation are expected to be signed in this visit, along with inauguration of various infrastructure projects. Tomorrow, Prime Minister will be the guest of honor at Maldives' 68th Independence Day celebration. This year also marks 60th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Maldives. Jeevan Bhavsar, Akashvani News, Mali, Maldives.
Talking to Akashvani News, the Indian High Commissioner to the Maldives, G. Balasubramanian, said that Prime Minister Modi and Maldivian President Muizu will take stock of the progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives joint vision for a comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership.
Maritime security, of emergency financial assistance, developmental assistance, people-to-people contacts, increasing the trade and economic relations between the two countries. These are the areas in which both the countries are working very solidly, and there have been many negotiations that have taken place, and some of those things would certainly be signed during the visit of Prime Minister Modi.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in London. The two leaders discussed regional and global issues of mutual interest. India and the UK also signed a landmark Free Trade Agreement, or FTA, which is expected to enhance bilateral trade, investment and job creation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-UK Free Trade Agreement is a landmark deal that will boost trade, investment and employment. Talking to our correspondent in London, Mr. Goyal said that this unprecedented agreement will benefit farmers, small businessmen, the MSME sector, startups, and other service sectors.
This will spur investments on both sides because, given the certainty and stability that a free trade agreement provides, it is quite obvious that manufacturers, MSMEs, our food processing industry, textile industry, all of them can now look for long-term contracts and long-term business potential.
The Election Commission has said that over 99% electors have been covered in Bihar under the Special Intensive Revision, or SIR, initiative. In a statement, the EC said that according to local BLOs, 1 lakh electors are untraceable. The poll body said 21.6 lakh electors have been found deceased, over 31.5 lakh permanently migrated, and 7 lakh electors found enrolled at more than one place. The draft electoral roll will be published on the 1st of next month. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert in Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD said heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue in Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. These conditions will also prevail in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Konkan and Goa till the end of this month. French President Emmanuel Macron has said that France will officially recognize a Palestinian state during the United Nations General Assembly in September. In his social media post, the French president said this decision has been taken in accordance with the historic commitment of France to a just and lasting peace in the Middle East. Two Indian players will face off in the final of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup after advancing through the semi-finals in Batumi, Georgia yesterday. Divya Deshmukh outclassed China's grandmaster Tan Zhongyi, while Kuneru Hampi defeated another Chinese grandmaster Li Tingji in their semi-final matches. In cricket, England were 225-2 in their first innings against India at stumps on day 2 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.